Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday afternoon if you're on the East Coast, and we're having a very special birthday party today. It's K-9's birthday. He's 47 years old today, so let's get the birthday boy in here. What's going on today, dog?
Hey, what's up? Hey, JK, I understand, JK, you know what I'm saying, you're a little older than me, so you don't, 47 ain't nothing to you. But, man, I didn't want them to know how old I was. They had to do some history to find out how old I was. Real talk.
All they had to do was go on Box Rec this morning, and your birthday was listed there. It says April 25th, 1973, age 47.
Yeah. So you done gave them all the history. But guess what? You was one day off. You said April 24th is April 25th. One day means a lot.
I said April 25th. See, you got my false teeth fixed up.
Hey, guess what? I want you to, after the show is over with, I want you to go replay what you said. I guarantee you, We can bet 20 push-ups that you said April 24th. Real talk.
Well, so now you 46 in one day.
46. Hey, every day count. You gotta remember, in one day, anything can happen in one day. One day is a long time. I know God said it in the Bible. He said one day is like 1,000 days for mankind. So one day is a long time, bro. You know how much I can accomplish in one day? One day? Man.
So what's up? Is the new Mercedes in the driveway? You got a new swimming pool? I mean, you know. Did you get a new car for your son? I mean, what's up? What's happening?
Hey, man, you know what? For my birthday, man, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get in the steam room, man. I'm probably going to run a little bit, go do a little running. You know, we in this coronavirus, man. We on quarantine, so it's like you can't even celebrate your birthday like you want to. I wanted to go to the show.
Hold on. You see, because I know some people. Now let me tell you about these people. Stimulus checks, right?
Yes.
So instead of taking, well, maybe they did take care of their business. I ain't gonna say that. But I'll tell you what I saw. They throwing parties. We got kids running all over the place. They got barbecues going on. They got hot dogs on the grill. And it's like it was the 4th of July. So just because the coronavirus is out there, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, boy, when our folks hit the lottery, they don't care nothing about that. Come on. It's time to party. So you might be practicing safe distancing and all like that, but boy, let that $1,200 check come into projects, and let it be two or three of them neighbors across the hall from each other or right next door. Boy, it's on. Come on now, you know how we do.
Hey, you know what? Let me tell you something. That practice safe distance and stuff, I practice it, I'll say out of 100%, I do it maybe about 21%, 22% at the most. I'm not, listen, when God called me and say, hey, son, it's time to come home, I'm going home. I'm not worried about no safe distancing and all that stuff, man. I don't let that stuff stop my day. If I listen to people talking about some safe distances, you're on punishment, you can't go outside, I might as well go to jail. They're going to take my life from me, and they're going to make it where I can't do what I want to do. I might as well
hold
just
on.
Say, lock me up. Real
on.
Talk.
Hold on now. See, that ain't real talk there. That's bullshit talk. Remember, I did 15 years, so you ain't going to never tell me about what you... I'd rather be in jail. That's bull. No. I've been there. You ain't. So we ain't going there. No. I'm not going to let you get away with that one. No. After you go and do 5 or 10 years, then you can come out and tell me that. But right now, no, I'm not going for that
one. Hey, look, so listen, let me tell you something. Let me talk, because it's my birthday. JK, it's my birthday. It's your birthday. So listen, on my birthday, look, I feel like this, though. Seriously. Man, I understand we're going through a pandemonium or whatever the big word you want to say, or the big word they put in the big dictionary that I can't probably pronounce or spell. I understand what life is and what's going on. But I'm not going to let that stop me from going outside. I'm not going to let that stop me from going to the market. And listen, if the show was open, I don't know if I would actually go to the show. But I wouldn't be as scared as the average person. I'm not walking around here right now with no mask on. Because trust me, if I was wearing a mask back in those days, I was going to stick you up. So I ain't wearing no mask. I ain't wearing no gloves. Because guess what? I ain't worried about no DNA. DNA is when you wear gloves when you're about to do something and you don't want the police to know, get your DNA. They don't want to get your fingerprints. So I'm not wearing none of that. I got faith in God. And we good. It's my birthday.
You at home, though, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's right. Hey, look, I understand. Nah. But you ain't trying to play suicide either. You ain't going out there just jumping in the middle of a group of people that you don't know. Now, you might go around a few people that you know and stuff like that. But you ain't going to play Russian roulette with your life and with your kids' life and with your wife's life.
No. That's what I said.
You got a baby coming, too. Come on now. You're ready to be a new dad? Come on now. Your wife will slap you. You talk about going out there doing something stupid.
Yeah. Hey, JK, that's why I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I'm not just taking it serious on what's going on. You know, I don't want to be overwise. You know what I'm saying? The Bible talk about not being overwise. So I'm not trying to be overwise, but at the same time, the Bible talk about some don't fear. So I'm not about to be letting this stuff just fear me while I'm just like panicking. A lot of people are dying right now because they don't panic. They like, oh my God. And guess what they're doing? Having a heart attack. So I'm not about to panic because of what's going on. I'm going to still live my life. I'm going to proceed with caution. It's like a boxing match. I'm going to protect myself at all times. But I'm not about to just sit there and just act like it's the end of the world. It's close, but it ain't the end of the world.
Yeah. I don't know. There's 51,000 people that might not agree with you. But anyway, let's talk about some good things. Let's talk about your birthday. What's happening, man? Like I say, you're a new, you're getting ready to be a new dad. How's the baby doing? How's the wife doing? And what's going on with your son and boxing? I know sparring and
that. Hey, well, you know what, man? Listen, everybody is doing fine. You know, now it's so easy to fake it and make it. You know, people be on social media and they can be the greatest superhero in the world and be going through all bad times. So, of course, everything is not perfect, But for social media, for people that's listening, everything is good. And it's not bad. It is good. It could be better. And I just thank God I'm living to see another day. Because no matter what happened yesterday, today is my day. And we're on this podcast, the Pugilist Corner, the Dog Pound, and we celebrate my birthday. So no matter what happened yesterday, today we're going to live our life and we're going to enjoy and celebrate. K-9 Boxing, so, let's go.
So tell me this, K-9. You know, it's been, about 56 days now since we've been locked down. Probably the only sparring that your son is getting is with you. Dad's putting another year. He's been watching. He's been sparring with Dad since he was a young boy. And what's gonna happen when he hits you with that body shot and you go down on one knee?
Okay, I'm glad. Hey, listen, I'm glad you said that, because if you do the statistics and you say that the possibility of my son hitting me with a body shot and me going down at the age of 47, since everybody know now, at the age of 47, I became the oldest world champion at 41. So 6 years ain't nothing when it comes to somebody that's been a world champion since the age of 37 and became one at 41. And I sparred Tyson Fury. So YouTube K-9 Boxing and see I fought against a guy or sparred against a guy that's 6'9". And he is the greatest, one of the greatest fighters of all time and the best heavyweight in the world right now. So the chances of him hitting me with a body shot and me falling, we're talking 20 years from now. 20 years from now. And we already talked about in one day what God can do. And his days are like 1,000 years compared to our one day. So him hitting me with a body shot and dropping me at the age of 47 is not going to happen at all. We get 20, 30 years for that to happen. Big, for real. Seriously. And that's big talk. It's my birthday.
What y'all gonna do? I know just the family's there. What you gonna do? What's on the agenda for tonight? We got a cake. What's going on?
Hey, look, after the podcast, I'm gonna go get me a cake. We gonna some chips, and I'm gonna get me some chips. A cake, I'm going to get the chips. I'm going to make sure I get everything right. We got the chips. We got the cake. What am I missing? Okay, we got to get the candles. We're going to get whatever we got to get that goes with the birthday. The balloons, all that. We're going to sing happy birthday because this is my birthday. It's my birthday. I'm going to get in the steam room. I'm going to chill with the family because I can't go to the show, unfortunately. I can't go to the mall, unfortunately, because everything is closed. But guess what? I'm going to live my life, and I ain't going to stop nothing. Corona or nothing stop me from being happy on my birthday. It's a blessing.
You can go to the show. They got pay-per-view, on-demand and pay, you know, they got all of them. You can get any movie you want. You ain't got to worry about that. You just can't get all the people that's going to be sitting around you and stuff like that. Who's some of the people that you expecting to call today and talk to?
Listen, I'm about to call the first guest. I got the contenders, the reality show, the season two of the contenders, the biggest reality show, especially in boxing history, that actually launched off the series of 24/7 on HBO. All Access would not be even available if it wasn't for the contenders. Instagram, where people started doing their little stories and all that, the contender was before all that. So the contender season two with Sugar Ray Leonard on ESPN started the wave from going on social media and making stories about your life. So we got Andre Eason, the contender winner, Grady Brewer, and we got Freddie Carell. And we got one of the best fighters of all time, Tommy the Hitman Hearns. 7-time, 8-time, maybe a 9-time world champion who's beat and fought some of the best fighters in the world. Sugar Ray Leonard, some of everybody. Marvin Hagler, and which was the best round in boxing history. And we got a special guest for yours truly. And when I say yours truly, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about James King. I got a special guest for you on my birthday. So it's always about giving back. It ain't just about me because it's my birthday. I think on your birthday, you should give back to the next person. That makes your birthday even more special. Because it ain't just about me. It's about other people too. So I can't wait. That's gonna be the biggest birthday gift to date that I receive or I give is gonna be to you, James King,
okay.
My dog.
All right. Okay. I think I know where you're going with this, but I'll try to hold.
I bet you don't know where I'm going with this. I bet you don't know. Listen, I'm gonna surprise the mess out of you. Trust me.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. So, are we gonna get our first guest on now?
Yes, indeed. Can you let the family of the show, the dog pound, keep them posted and let them know how many fights I had when I started boxing, when I won my first world title. I bet you they don't know all of that. And I'll get our first guest as you let them know what's happening or see if they know what's happening. All right?
All right. I'll do that. Let's see. Let's talk a little canine history here. As a matter of fact, I think everyone knows that I first met K-9 when he fought down here in Indio. At that time, he was still with the great Emmanuel Stewart. And I was actually just making my first acquaintance with Emmanuel. This was back in 2004, maybe somewhere around in there. But K-9, his record stands at 32-4 with 19 KOs. He's been in the ring with 7 former world champions during his career so far. K-9's not done. He's saying that he'd like to get at least 2 more fights under his belt. One kind of a preliminary for his retirement, and then a retirement bout to walk out of the ring. So let's see. Well, we all do know. Hello, K-9.
Yeah. So I just called one of the guests, and I don't know if he on a toilet right now, using the bathroom or what. So I'm gonna call the next guest, and we'll get back to him in a minute. I told him to give me a call. So yeah, it ain't gonna be long. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, here we go.
You did speak of Grady Brewer. Grady Brewer, he's been on the show before, so we always like to get Grady back on the show. Talk about what's happened with Grady since the contender. It's been a little while since we've seen Grady back in the ring. Let's go to Wikipedia here, look up some things about K-9. As he said, he won his first title when he was, 39? And his last, when he was 42, he was a contestant on season 2 of The Contender, where he got to the semifinals. Let's see. Oh yeah, one of his best fights ever is when he defended his title against Sesshu Pao. Those of you that remember, this was June 20th, 2011. 5 years earlier, him and Session Powell had been in the only fight. Well, I guess it wasn't the only fight, but it was one of those rare knockdowns in round one. In the rematch, Kenyon made his statement by winning a one-sided 12-round decision, which had avenged his defeat. In 2012, he had a rematch with Corey Spinks to defend his title for the second time. That was on Showbox. And he ended up knocking Spinks down 3 times in the 7th round. It was very interesting because during this particular time, the host, my host on my Sunday show was Ronnie Shields. And Ronnie Shields happened to be of Chalo. He was his trainer. It was very interesting because...
Hey, JK!
Yes, sir.
Hey, JK, I got my guy, my favorite guy on the show. I got my man Andre Eason from the Contender Season 2 from New York. I don't want to mess up and say from Brooklyn, but from New York. What's up, Dre?
Yeah. What up, bro? Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday. What's up, bro?
Yeah.
What's happening? Hey, James King. This is my guy, Andre Easton, man. You know, if y'all go watch YouTube on a YouTube channel, the Contender Season 2, hey, listen, me and him, we bonded like never before. And this is my guy on the show, bro. He fought some of everybody in the world, a great fighter, did his thing. And we got Andre Easton on the show in a dog pound with James King and K9 Boxing. What's happening, my dog?
Yeah, you already know. Brother for life, you heard? Like that movie, Bad Boy for Life.
Bad Boys for Life. Hey, so JK, man, listen. This guy right here, man, is a real dude, bro. Like, I call him, you know, some guys get a little success, and you call them and they see you to the voicemail. You know, hey, Dre never did that, man. Dre always was a real guy. Unfortunately, you know, he had some bad guys in his corner, you know what I'm saying, where he wasn't able to succeed as much as he should have succeeded, but that's another story. But at the end of the day, man, champion for life, man, did his thing, taking care of his daughter. Man, I just can't do nothing but say nothing, but, you know, much love and respect to my guy. This is my brother from another mother, and I'm just happy to be on a dog pound with Andre Easton and James King.
Yeah, baby. God bless, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Andre, what you been doing, man? This James King right here, just the co-host of the show, me and James King, you know, we doing it big on the dog pound every Tuesday at 9 p.m. So y'all people that's listening in, tune in. But, yeah, just JK, this is Andre Easton. Andre Easton from out of New York, put on the Contender Season 2. And he watched us spank them boys in the gold team. We spanked them boys in the gold team.
Yeah, you talked to Freddie?
No, I ain't talking to Freddie yet. Freddie going to be on the line in a minute. I ain't talked to him yet. But no, we're going to have Freddie on the line. I had to call you first. You my dog, okay. So, you know, I'm hitting you up first.
Yeah.
So, Andre, what was it like spending all that time with K-9? What was it like spending all that time with K-9? I mean, you know, you guys, that's my boy, man.
You click the. Hey, you know, a real person, like they say, a real nigga knows a real nigga. You know what I mean? Like, you know, now it's fake. You know what I'm saying? Even though he was picked last, you know what I mean? But he was first. You know what I mean? So. It is what it is, you know what I mean?
Tease him about being picked last. You know, he was like, you know, like the last kid on the playground when you get ready to play dodgeball. You know, you got to go take his glasses off and make sure he got his tennis shoes on, you know. Make sure you know, he know that he on one side, that he got on that color, and he ain't on the other side. Did y'all tease him about being the last pick?
No, I can't hear you too good, but.
I said, did y'all tease K-9 about being the last pick? Like the last kid on the playground?
Nah, like, you know what it was? To me, like, people that was picking, like, I really don't know, like, really nobody that was on the show. So, you know what I mean? So, I wasn't good at picking, so, you know what I mean? Niggas was just picking whatever they want to pick that they knew. But I didn't know who to pick, what to pick. So, it was like,
right.
I was the last person on the show, and I wasn't even training or nothing. You know what I'm saying, I came to the show without being trained, nothing, not even training, nothing. I had to lose weight then, so it was hard for me.
Kenan, did you take that, you know, the hard being the last pick, or did you get, you know, was it just another thing?
He took it off.
Hey, to be honest with you, I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed, but then something from up above told me the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So even though I was picked last, I won my first fight. I won the first fight, and I was the first one to win a world title after the show. So I was like, oh, man, the first should be last and the last should be first. So you're going to do the history and you're going to check out what happened. With me being picked last and me being picked and me winning first, it was all good, you know? A lot of times in life, you might be the last person to get some water. But it's going to come a time, and guess what? You're going to be the first one to get some water. A lot of times, you might be in a traffic jam. And in a traffic jam, you might be the last person. You might be like, man, oh, my goodness. But then sometimes, you're going to be in a traffic jam, but you're going to be make it through the traffic jam. You'll be the first person going through. So in life, and man, you got your ups and downs. You got your, you're going to be first. Sometimes you're going to be last. And that's just life. I took it and shook it.
Yeah.
All right.
Back to what it was.
It's my birthday.
So how long did y'all actually stay at the house and do all the filming and everything? Because you only see a shortened version on TV and they tell you about, you know, but how long did you actually spend that stay there together?
Oh, hey, Jay, go ahead and tell him, Jay. Hey, Dre, you, do you remember? Do you know how? Because Dre came on the show at the last minute, so I don't know if you know actually how long we was actually on the show and all that. You know, Dre?
How long we was on the show? I don't know. Remember, I was the last. I wasn't really on it, you know what I mean? So
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
See, what happened with Dre is Dre, he trained for the show, and he was a part of the show, but they picked him at the last minute. You know, after somebody had messed up, they brought him on the show. So he wasn't even training. He was just chilling, man, probably with his girl, going out to eat and all that. So when they picked him because somebody had messed up, he had to start training on the show to get himself together. So he had to lose a lot of weight, man. Me and Dre was training. I was at nighttime, daytime, getting ready to get ready and lose the weight. So he didn't really have a fair chance because he probably thought, man, that I ain't gonna be on the show. They ain't call me. It's over with because it was such a big big opportunity, and the show was so big that he thought when they ain't pick him, he said, man, I'm straight. I'm just gonna live my life. But then all of a sudden the phone rang. He said, I can't believe. Hold on. He had to start working out. But by that time, though, you know, he wasn't ready. You know what I mean? What can you do?
So how long? So you tell us then, K-9, how long did the show last? How long did y'all stay in the house? You know, some of the stuff behind the scenes.
Oh,
you the birthday boy.
Hey, listen,
that was what happened.
Hey, I tell you, so the show lasted. The show lasted. If I can remember, it lasted a whole month. So, Andre Easton, Grady Brewer, Freddie Carell, Cornelius K-9 Budrich, Steve Forbes, all of us became an instant success. We became celebrities because the show was on ESPN, and they show rerun after rerun after rerun after rerun. So you can go outside, go back in the house, and see Andre Easton. you could go to sleep, wake up, and see Andre Eason. So they show rerun after rerun after rerun. So the show lasted months on top of months. So for the whole month, we was on TV the whole summer. So anybody want to play that role about how big they is and what they done did, they ain't never did nothing as big as we done did it. We done did it as big as anybody in boxing, in reality TV, on TV, in a sport of boxing. The Contender was the biggest reality show of all time. If it wasn't for The Contender, we would never have heard 24/7 on HBO. We would never have heard All Access on Showtime Boxing. So The Contender was the real deal with Sugar Ray Leonard on ESPN and Sylvester Stallone. And y'all know him, the guy that played Rocky. Exactly.
Well, how did they pick y'all, K-9? I mean, you know, how did they decide who was going to be on The Contender? You want to kind of tell us? I keep telling you, hey, birthday boy, tell us some stories. What's going on?
Hey, look. So, you know, Biggie Smalls, you know, he always told Muscle how ugly was beautiful. So when they came to Detroit, they was like, man, you ugly, we going to pick you, and that's beautiful in these days. So they picked me because I was ugly. But at the same time, I had a beautiful spirit. And I could fight a little bit. You know, I could fight a little bit. And being from Detroit.
They said they picked K-9 because when the guys came to see the talk, K-9 started biting them niggas.
I said, listen, I did the Holyfield. I did the Vander Holyfield.
Yeah, they bit the nigga. They ain't bit the
nigga. I said,
like,
give me
you on the show.
Give me a piece of that ear, homeboy. But I had a story to tell. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know what rapper that was that said they got a story to tell. I think that was Nas. Nas had a rap song, or maybe it was Biggie Smalls. He said he had a story to tell. So they love my story. They love my story, and I can fight a little bit, so they picked me. Now, I don't know what it was with Andre Eason that made them pick him, you know what I'm saying, because he was thugged out, gangster. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. What was it that made them pick you, Andre?
I don't know. They found me funny, and I don't know. They picked me, but then they didn't pick me, so I was mad about that. So I didn't believe I was going to be on it. So I just brushed it off, you know what I'm saying, like, because when I found out certain people got picked, I mean, I had them call them. So they said, well, if they call you, that means you're on the show. So then they called me. So I really didn't, I really brushed it off. So.
So basically, James, this is what I get out of hearing what Dre just said. So me, Dre, and majority of the fighters who wasn't born with a silver spoon, who didn't win all these nationals, who didn't win Olympics. See, those guys got a fair chance. They going to get promoted by the best promoters and all that. So with Dre and with guys like myself and the average person, you know, we wouldn't handed a silver spoon. So once somebody told him that he was going to be straight, that he was going to be a celebrity, that he was going to be on the biggest reality show in boxing history, he was like, man, yeah, right. When they didn't call him, man, he kept living his life. But then when they finally called him, he said, oh, snap. He had to start training and working out, and he wasn't prepared. So I believe that's what happened in his situation. Same thing as the average person. Man, they lied to us so much, don't they, Dre? They lied to us.
But K-9,
yeah.
K-9, one of the things that you always tell me, and I hear it every week.
I know.
Every time I get
started, stay ready, get ready.
I
already know.
You know, I know.
Hey, listen, stay ready. Stay ready so you ain't got to get ready. But listen, that I didn't adopt that. I didn't adopt that until after my career, when it was almost over with.
But you already know,
Hey, JK, after I got stopped in my first fight, after I got stopped in my second fight, that's when I adopted stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. It took me to get stopped 2 times in my fight for me to start staying ready. So, hey, you got to live your life. Hey, JK.
But people don't understand, though, sometimes, like, they say, like, stay ready. Like, who would think they would call me, you know what I'm saying? Who would think somebody would get cut and you know what I mean, they can't fight? Like, since my beginning of my fighting, sometimes I ain't fighting 6 months or even longer, you know what I mean? So I would just like brush it off. Like, I'm fighting like I'm a big fighter, like, and I gotta fight every 6 months or even longer.
Exactly. Yep.
It's easy to say to somebody to say that's how it works. Like, you're not gonna stay at peak game, you know what I mean? And you know why you're not fighting, so it doesn't make sense. Some people know when they're gonna fight.
Exactly. That's so, and that's those guys' privilege. Guys that won world titles.
Yeah.
Yep. Or guys that's been looked out for. You know what I mean? Guys like, let me see, Oscar De La Hoya. He already knew he had that certain look. He had a whole country behind him. See, so you got people that got you. You know, it's easier for you.
Like my boy Floyd Mayweather. Danny, like, he knows when he's going to fight and what day, and he makes his days and he'll fight 2 times a year. But he could do that. You know what I mean? He's getting 300-something million in the fight. So it's
different.
So like,
that's true.
He know when he's going to fight and when he's going to do what he got to do. So a lot of people don't got that silver spoon. You got to fight when you got to fight. So it's like, whatever.
That's true. And at the same time, we got to live our life. We can't just depend. If boxing isn't coming, where the money is coming from boxing, then you got to work. You got to do whatever it takes to take care of your family. So I can't depend on boxing if boxing is not taking care of me. So I get back with you when you get back with me.
Yep.
So K9, where was the contender exactly? Where was it filmed at? And who? I forget. Who were you guys trainers? And I know you said that Sugar Ray Leonard was there and Sylvester Stallone was there. But who were some of the trainers that stayed in the house with you guys, or did anybody stay in the house with you guys?
Hey, but it was all of us, and we had Hollywood trainers, man. And that's another thing, and another reason why you weren't able to see the best performance out of me, the best performance out of Andre Eason, Grady Brewer, or whoever, because they had TV trainers. They had trainers that looked good for the TV. You know what I'm saying? That's like when I fought. Am I right or wrong, though? Hey, Dre, am I right or wrong?
Yeah,
you weren't able to bring your trainer to the fight. You got to get trained by somebody you don't even know. And all they're trying to do,
actually, it's not really like they really training. It's just like they train me for the film and when they videotape it. But, like, they're not really training. You really got to train yourself anyway.
Absolutely. Yep. So we were on our own. Trust me. Hey, you know, you put the cheese out there. And you go get the cheese. If you don't go get it, you on your own. You don't get the cheese, you starve, you die, it's over with. On to the next.
And another thing, people got to understand, we had to stay inside the house. Ain't no training outside, none of that. Everything you got to stay in there. You got to be ready. You got to be in there. So, like, if you wasn't ready, you ain't ready. It's not like you can go outside and do whatever you got to do, but people don't understand that. You had to stay inside for 6 weeks.
Oh man! So it was kind of like today, but back in the day, huh?
Man,
you couldn't go outside and do nothing.
Yeah.
Once you go in the house, you can't go nowhere.
Hey, yeah, you gotta remember, it's all about money. And this reality show, The Contender, was only on the second season of The Contender. It was only on the second season. So more than just they thinking about the fighters and thinking about boxing, they thinking about their money. They thinking about getting an audience to watch the show. So it wasn't about us. It's like today. They don't care about no fighters. Nobody care about boxing. You know what I mean? They care about money. People, you got some guys that's social media giants. They never threw a punch in their life. But they got YouTube channels making millions of dollars. But then you got a world champion like Tommy Hearns, who ain't got a YouTube channel, and an average person that's young nowadays, you say Tommy Hearns, they say, who is Tommy Hearns? That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Real talk.
Yep. They know you. They know you. They don't. They don't. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So what do you? So what are you doing now?
He said, "What you doing now, Dre?"
For me?
Yeah.
I'm teaching ballet right now. Now, right now, I'm trying to get with some people like to try to open up a gym to do train people to do boxing. So that's what I'm trying to do now. So, but over here where I'm at is not easy.
Hey Dre,
yeah.
Hey Dre, if you teach a ballet, Dre, why don't you hire James King to be one of your first clients? Run through there.
What? He cannot wear no tights. He can't wear tights.
You can't wear no tights, bro. You can't have a parade.
You have to over structure.
Catch the rainbow. None of that.
K-9.
Yeah, I
got you,
Jay.
What's happening? I find that you have me twisted. I don't dance. I make.
Oh yeah,
dance.
I know. Oh, hey, you know what? I keep forgetting that we on here with a gangster. That hey Dre, you know JK, you know he's a nice soft-spoken person, but JK had a shootout with the police. And so you know, I keep forgetting you a gangster, JK. Listen. Man, if only the rappers were really listening to you, then they won't be on there acting like they gangsters when they really ain't. They need to know what a real gangster is. Maybe they need to start actually getting on the show and understand that you ain't got to be acting like a gangster and talk about being a gangster to be a gangster, you know?
Hey,
most of the gangsters that are out there is people that you don't know, so.
Exactly.
Gangster, if you're a gangster, you ain't got to let nobody know what you are, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Niggas know what you is when shit happens. So, like all that, gangster this, they like to say what they are. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. It's just a word. But
exactly.
Niggas know what it is.
Hey, exactly. Hey, you got me, I be messing with JK. I know JK. He about his business, man. He, you know, we just be having fun, man. We on a show, man. We talking live. And, you know, it's just, you know, we got to keep it fun, man. You know what I'm saying? We can't be just too uptight. You know, I mean, the world is already going through a whole lot of stuff right now, man. So we just try to keep it loose on the show, man. That's all it is. You know, JK, my man, I ain't going to even – one thing about me, I ain't going to mess with you. If you soft and you can't talk and you too scared to do something, man, game over. I'm going to talk to the realest. Gorilla.
You got to, man.
100.
It's crazy.
So,
what the president's doing about the situation that's happening right now?
Man, I don't know. You know what? I don't know. Politics, I ain't going to tell you, I ain't going to lie to you. Politics wasn't really my best friend. But every now and then I go look, we'll see what they talking about as far as the governor. I know we shut down all the way to May the 15th.
I'm not into that neither. But in this day and age, you gotta really look at it. Like, we got the worst president right now for this situation that don't know nothing. That people don't understand that you're catching them in lies and it's on film. You know what I mean? That they've been talking about this happening since 2005. When Bush, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Like, Obama was saying it, talking about this pandemic happening. And he's talking about who would know.
That's real talk. Yeah, right.
Like nothing. Like, it's crazy.
I know you're talking about one. You're just saying that in L.A. there will be no concerts, no sports events, none of that until 2021. So everybody that was talking about fighting out here is StubHub and all that, and anywhere in L.A. County, anywhere, at least until the California Athletic Commission says so, they won't be happening in California, and there won't be any bouts specifically in L.A. until next year. So I don't know what, you know. Hey, from the way things are starting to look in Michigan, we're going to have the same thing, especially around Detroit. New York, of course, I mean, who is anybody really thinking about going to New York to fight right now? I don't think so. You know, the Vegas, the Strip is still closed. So, you know, there's no more MGM plan.
Hey.
The House of Lord or Oscar.
Sir, I'm so here. Hey, JK. JK. Hey, listen,
yeah.
Not trying. I ain't want to cut you short, but hey Dre, we got another one of our contenders from the blue team, Freddie Carrell, one of the winners. We all do is win. What's up, Fred?
What's going on, my brother? What's going on?
I'm good, man.
Get up.
Hey, that's Andre Easton and that's James King, and you know this me, K9 Bungers. Hey, what's happening, bro? So yeah, we having a contender get together, man, a reunion, a contender get together, man. You said what now?
I said blue team.
Blue team, you hear that? Hey JK, listen, we ain't about that Crips and Blood, but if we was gonna be about Crips and Blood, we on the blue team.
That's about it, you know what I mean?
That's about it, bro. That's about it. And we already blood as it is. We blood as it is, you feel me?
Yeah.
We all came from Adam and Eve, so we already blood. So we
That's right.
We the blue team, baby. And it's my birthday, bro.
So happy birthday, K-Nizzle.
Thank you.
Who's this, K-Nizzle?
Hey, this is Freddie. This is Freddie Carrell. Freddie Carrell, look him up on YouTube. He was on the show The Contender, so he was a celebrity, big time Boston the game. He actually still doing his thing right here. I know he got what real estate, some everything. So, hey, none of my dogs fell off. You know what I'm saying? We still here. So yeah, this is Freddie Carrell. He was on a blue team on The Contender, season 2 of The Contender. Type in Freddie Carrell, you'll be able to see it on my YouTube channel at K9 Boxing.
Freddie, where are you from?
I am from Paterson, New Jersey.
Oh, man, hey. I grew up in Newark, man. Right down there in the island.
Get out of here.
All right.
We're neighbors.
We're neighbors, baby.
Hey, I'm telling you, see. Hey, I remember Paterson, New Brunswick, all down in there. Boy, you better be able to hold your own or run home once.
Yeah, man.
Camden, yeah, all down in there, yeah, man. Hey. But so what are you doing now, Fred?
I'm doing construction now. I do construction, you know. I have like a bunch of investors. I fix houses for them. And just move houses back, you know. Just working on houses. That's basically what I do these days, you know. I've had my business now for a while since. I've had my business now for many years. For like I'm going on 20 years. So I was doing the construction even while I was boxing professionally.
Oh, okay.
Hey, something going on the background. We can't hear James
yeah.
Ask you the question.
You got James.
No, I was asking you how has this pandemic affected your business?
Oh man, it's bad right now. It's honestly very bad right now because certain towns are like very high, you know, like they have a lot of very high infection, ratings. So they're stopping certain jobs. You know, they're stopping certain jobs. They don't want nobody in the towns or whatever. So it's honestly affecting us. I mean, we haven't worked in over 2 months now.
Yes, yeah. I used to be able to be up around there, you know, and I know when things happen in Jersey, people are usually be packed very much together. So are you looking, how has not only it affected your business, but what about, you know, as far as your personal life? And by that, I mean, you know, like being able to take, like, hey, you got to have business dinners. You got to make your connections. You got to do your networking. You know, have you been able to keep, you know, a lot of things, you know, like through social media and keep in touch with some of your contractors and your workers?
That's honestly the only way I've been getting in touch with people is, you know, through the phone, FaceTime. Like, I've been doing that, believe it or not. Like, I have customers call me, you know, and what I tell them is, you know, you call me FaceTime because they don't want me in their house. They don't want me looking at the job, and they don't want me anywhere close to them. So what I do is they call me, you know, and then what they do is they show me, you know, they show me the job. Look, Fred, this is what I need. I need this. I need that. And then I go, okay, you know, they send me emails, and that's honestly the only way I've been working. As far as, like, meeting customers and meeting, I haven't been able to meet anybody for the last 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you're really big in amateur boxing, too. Do you still have a big amateur program in your area?
So you're talking to me, boss? Sorry.
Yeah, I was talking to you.
Yeah. I mean, the boxing is basically on hold right now. I mean, it goes like just like any business, you know. And the only business that's still moving is the food industry, and when I talk about food industry, I don't even mean restaurants. I just mean that's the only business that's moving. As far as like gyms, all closed down. The amateur programs all shut down. You know, even like professional boxing, professional basketball. I mean, we're just basically. The whole world is on hold. I mean, it's really internationally, you know, quarantined, I guess.
Right, that's what it's at.
I think, you know what, hey JK, hey, not trying, you know, step in front of you or whatever, but I just think that, like, some fighters who were already successful in doing things before boxing, boxing ain't going to be, hey, listen, if I make it in boxing, I make it in boxing. This is what I want to do. This is what I love doing. But at the same time, you know, I think Dre had a family. Freddie had a family. So they was making money and eating with boxing or without boxing. This is just a dream they wanted to do. Whether they made it in boxing or not, they weren't going to let that stop them from eating and taking care of their family.
Yeah. I mean, K-9 is 100% right. You know, I mean, we come to this world, you know, with a purpose. You know, and then when we have kids and families, like K-9 just pointed out, you know, we gotta go and do what we gotta do to survive and to feed our families. You know, so you know, just like K-9 said, you know, with boxing was basically like icing on the cake. You know, if I mean, of course, I'm nothing more in the world that I love more than to box. I mean, it was honestly very, you know. A very exciting career. You know, I had a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I loved it. And honestly, it was my number one priority, you know, but I also knew that, you know, that after boxing, there was still life. So that's why I pointed in the other direction of construction, which I was good with my hands.
You know, K-9 told everybody it was his birthday, but K-9, if you told him that you're going to be a new father too?
Oh, you know what? I don't know if I told him that or not, because we haven't been talking a whole lot. Like every day,
no.
Like, you know,
Yeah.
You know, of course, I got a baby on the way, you know. Hey, you know, old money still spend. Old money still spend. So ring
congrats,
the bell.
Congrats.
Oh, yeah,
congrats, K-9.
Appreciate you, my guy. So, you know, it's a lot of new breaking conversations, you know what I'm saying, going on the dog pile, bro. So, you know, I thought about you guys. So, you know, I love y'all to death. On my special day, the day I was born into this world, I thought about the contender. That's to let you know how much love I have for you and how much love I got for y'all.
Wow, man. Kanan, that's awesome, brother. I'm so happy for you, man.
Oh, yeah, no, appreciate you, appreciate you. Hey, man, it ain't going to be easy because as the kids get older, we get older. So I just got to make sure I stay in a little shape, you know what I'm saying? Stay away from the blood.
Yeah, man.
And the drinks, man, and work out, man, and just, you know what I'm saying, and keep prayed up. That's all, and we go from there, right?
Hey, okay, now, do my ballet cut.
we gonna have JK come through that one. Hey Fred, Drake got ballet classes. Now you going to it? hey, no, we gonna have all the gold team. They gonna be ballet dancers. And if they don't get it right, we gonna whip them with a switch. Hey, nigga, get that right. Get it right, nigga.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Duh. This is a great conversation, man. Hey, listen, I gotta call Grady real quick. I gotta get Grady on the board too, though. So Grady won a season 2 of the Contender, and he was actually on a blue team too. So let me call Grady real quick. Hey, JK, man, talk to my dogs, man, and see what else they doing, because I know they're doing some other stuff. I'm going to get Grady on the line.
Yeah, I got it.
So, Fred, how did you get picked to be on the Contender?
Oh, man, I was like on the verge of basically retiring. You know, I was like going to retire. And then what happened was, I always had that little itch, you know, like for boxing to keep going. So I decided to go back to the gym. I started training. I had like a little promotional thing going with, you know, where they were going to put me to fight. And then what happened was it didn't go through because the opponent fell out or whatever. So then I just went home, prayed and said, like, you know what, Lord, if this is what you want from me, then, you know, then be it. You know, I just be in construction. But then somebody called the gym and asked, do you know of anybody that wants to, like, you know, box on a TV show? So then what happened was, Lou Issa, who was in the gym, called me and goes like, Fred, I'm gonna take you somewhere. I forget what day it was, but he was like, but I'm gonna pick you up in the morning and I'm gonna get ahead and take you there. I went down to New York City for the interview, and then for the yes, sir.
Hey, Fred, I know you was telling them all about everything that happened with you, bro, and I know it's great. We got to get back with it. Guess who we got on the other line, my guy Fred? We got Grady Brewer, season 2,
Grady,
the winner of the Contender. Hey, Drew.
Grady Brewer! Yeah.
So we got the season 2
doing?
Winner, Grady Brewer.
Yes, sir. How everybody doing on here?
Hey, yo, Grady, where am I taking grandma?
Hey, we doing good, man. We're doing good. So we got Andre Eason, we got Freddie Carell, all on the blue team, and we got James King, man, the co-host of the show, me and JK, the dog pound in the building.
Okay.
All good to hear
Andre,
you.
Andre and Freddie, man. How y'all doing? Hey,
I'm doing great,
Freddy.
Brother.
Doing,
I'm still alive.
That's good, man. Good. Going pretty good right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so look, the fans want to know this right here. The fans and the viewers that's listening in, they want to know when you won that $500,000. I think it was $500,000 from winning the Contender. What did you do with your investment, or do with your money that you won?
I did a number of things. First of all, I went on a vacation, good old vacation, and then after that, I bought me a house. I invested into a boxing gym and a boxing fitness gym. And I've had it right now. I've been on 13 years now. And then, of course, I bought me a car, bought me a house, bought me a boat. I bought several things. You know what I'm saying? I kind of spurned a lot of the money, but, you know, a lot of the money went into my boxing gym because I had a good account that was able to, you know, put away a lot of my money so I wouldn't have to pay a lot of taxes. So it worked out really good.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Hey Dre, you wanna ask Grady anything, man, or kick it with him and say something real quick?
Hey yo, Grady, are you gonna come to my ballet business?
Hey, I think somebody got some it's kinda loud on the background. Can somebody go in a different room so we can be able to hear, so the people that's listening in can hear a little better?
Yeah, I'm kind of outside right now,
Kenny.
I'm trying to work my way to the inside. Give me a second. It's probably me.
Yeah, yeah. No. Andre said you got to put a gold shirt on and act like you with the gold team and come to his ballet classes.
I still remember my boy Andre, man. How you been doing, man?
All right, my brother.
Hey.
Good to hear from y'all, man.
Hey, we got Freddie Carell on the line too. Freddie Carell on the line. Hey, Freddie, say what's up to Grady.
Grady.
Hey, what's up, Freddie?
My boy, what's
Grady.
Going on with you, brother?
Ain't too much, man. You still ain't came out here and seen me, Freddie.
I know, bro. Nah, I was telling Kana, man. I still got to go out and visit everybody, man. Cause you know what? After this, man, we got to really, really enjoy ourselves, man.
Yeah, I know. We do. Because all this junk going on today, man. Everybody got to enjoy their family right now. You know?
That's the positive in all this, man. You know, everybody's getting closer to their family. So thank God, you know.
Right.
Thank God that God is doing his thing, man. You know, because one thing we know for sure is God never fails, you know. So whatever we're going through right now, we got to find the positive in it.
Sure right. I didn't have a lot of positives, you know what I'm saying? Because at one point, you know, my gym was struggling pretty good. You know what I'm saying? And this pandemic that just came on, man, it's kind of like inspired my gym, inspired a lot of things going on, man. Actually, I'm sitting down, but it gave me the opportunity to realize and put some things together to make sure if we get up back up and running, that it's going to be better than ever.
Hey, Grady, James King, Andre Easton, and Freddie Carell, we're going to give a proper introduction to Tommy the Hitman Hearns. He just want to say happy birthday to me and say what's up to you guys. Hey, what's up, Hitman?
Hey, man, how you guys doing, man?
Hey, oh my God. Hitman Hearns. I gotta say, man, it's a pleasure to hear your voice, man, because I've always watched you fight.
Oh, thank you, man. Thanks for the support, man. You love the support. I appreciate you, bro. May God bless
living,
you, man.
Living legend. Living legend, man. Living legend.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, K-9 for you, man. It's your birthday, K-9, and you can do what the heck you want to do when you want to do it right now. Right now, just today, K-9.
Just today. Hey, Hitman, I don't know if you watched the Contender, the reality show that Sugar Ray Leonard was on, because you beat Sugar Ray Leonard up. So I don't know if he watched it, but on the Contender season 2, the blue team won.
I spend my time and watching it a lot. I watch it a lot, so I know about it.
Hey, Mr. Hearns, I know you watched it because anything Sugar Ray Leonard did, I know you had me watching it because you've been wanting him all your life. Like, he's been wanting him. That's just how.
Hey, listen,
you kind of follow history.
Hey, listen, but Quasi Kemp, man, I want him now.
And the money is right. And the money is right. Right now, these guys on social media, all they got is a fan base. They're YouTube subscribers, right? They got a lot of YouTube subscribers. They never fought a day in their life, and they making millions of dollars fighting on the zone.
Yeah, well, you gotta do whatever you have to do to make that money. Whatever it takes to make that money, make that money, huh?
Make that money, honey.
As long as you ain't in no trouble doing it, make that money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Hearns, you did fight Roberto Duran, didn't you? Did you fight Roberto Duran?
Yeah, he
I fought Eddie one day.
Yeah, I fought him, but you never got to really spar him or fight him.
No, I fought him. I beat him.
He knocked out Roberto in the second round.
Man, talk to him, Brady.
I said he knocked out Roberto in the second round, bro.
Yeah, second round.
Can he hit like everybody say he could? Was he a hard hitter? He never got the touch.
Can he hit what?
I don't know.
You shot for Roberto, bro.
But you gotta ask him again here.
I was delivering that day.
He was delivering.
Okay.
Hey, Tommy said he ain't feel nothing. He was delivering the punches. I love it.
That's right. I mean, I know exactly.
Detroit gangster.
I had these fights like that too. A lot of people ask me, can somebody hit or whatever? I used to like be like, you're right, because how you ever know if they never hit you? You know what I'm saying? You're doing all
that's
the
right.
punches. You're right.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
all right.
That's when you're on top of your game right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Hitman, man, we appreciate you. Oh, James King on the show, he ain't said that. He's been real quiet, man. So, hey, shout out to James King, man, for putting this together, man. The Dog Pound, season two of the Contender, and the Hitman Hearns.
Hey, yeah, man.
All right, man. Thank you very much, man. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Y'all be good, K-9.
Yeah.
Stay out of trouble, K-9.
Oh, man, listen, that's my first name.
Stay out of trouble.
Hey, I'm going to get with you in a minute.
Brother.
Thank you, bro.
Right, you got to be
all
good.
Right. Oh, yeah, cheers, my bro.
Yeah,
K-9,
I actually have some pictures of Tommy and James Foley from the Boxing Expo last year.
Hey, yeah, put your mouth to the phone, man. I can't hear you. Hey, I know you ain't put them leggings on. You put them leggings on.
I know you still.
But hey, soon as you get that next fight, K-9, make sure you get you an Apple phone, man. Get you a real phone. Get you an iPhone. You better stop getting
this thing. Hey, iPhone, you heard? Hey, JK, I do got an iPhone. I got my eye on this phone right here, bro. Hey, JK, what you talking about?
Look, you get the iPhone, nigga. I got the Boost phone, you heard?
Boost, nigga. Hey, listen.
Boost, baby. I got it. Get the iPhone. I got the Boost, you heard?
Hey, for real. Hey, listen, I just got a flat the other day. I had to get a boost. So I understand the boost.
K-9 got one of them Obama phones. That's what he
got. Oh, one Obama. Hey, so what you trying to do? Hey, so you must be a Trump. You must be a Trump supporter. Talking about some, I got a Obama phone.
Hey, I wish we had a Obama phone. Shit.
Exactly. Hey, listen, because he pushing out the Corona phone. I can give you a Obama phone all day.
I was, shit.
And I ain't got to pay nothing? Man, every month I get a limited call? Man, I'm good. Hey, Dre, man, listen, I appreciate you for coming on the show. And Freddie Carell, man, I thank y'all for coming on the show, man. If y'all got some social media, y'all want to tell anybody on the social media before we get our last guest on the line, let them know, man.
Well, let me ask Dre real quick. Dre, what you doing these days, Dre?
Huh?
What you doing these days?
I'm doing the ballet classes.
That's Grady. Hey, Grady. Hey, that's Grady. Hey, Dre, that's Grady.
Oh, that's Grady.
He really want me to put on the gold shirt. He really want me to put the gold shirt, come to the ballet dance with him.
Yeah, but you can't wear no tights. You cannot wear no tights, man.
All right.
That was question. Yo, Grady,
Yeah, what's up?
You still got my number, right?
Yeah, I got the number. I do.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit you up sometime. I will. I will. You know, I'm trying to make some rounds to go some places, man. So if I get everything situated and get this junk over the way, man, I'm gonna try to visit a couple people, man, if I can.
Hey, Dre, you know what Grady sound like? He sound like those guys when you go to a funeral and you see your family for the first time in about 10 years. He'd be like, "Oh man, I can't wait. We gonna start getting together." And then next time you see him is when somebody die again. like, nigga, you said you was gonna come see me next week.
I got it from Freddie, because that's what Freddie said. I got it from Freddie.
Yo. It's always like that when somebody dies on New Year's Day, and everybody's like, "Yo, this year we're gonna change this shit," and then next thing you know, 2 months go by, and nobody knows that.
Yeah, the funny part about all this shit that you're saying right now is that it really happens that way. Like, people really get together on a bad time, never on a good time. Somebody dies, that's when everybody gets together, or everybody talk about it, you know what I mean? Or we can get together. Yeah. But
exactly.
People used to get together on the family reunion, but they don't do that no more. You know, families don't even have a family reunion no more, man. That's right. Yeah.
Hey,
some people have family reunion, but they only choose their chosen one. That makes no sense.
Exactly.
So you know what? We should make it neutral. We should have what we could do is like all of us, you know, all of us that could agree to it, and set a place. You know what I'm saying? A day, and then boom, just we all meet. Let's say for a freaking day, 2 days. Boom, we all meet and have a good time, talk, and then we go about our business.
Take our family. Take our families and everything that way, because the families need to be included anyway. Bring our families and make it like a little vacation. But of course, you gotta make sure everybody got the funds and stuff and everything right, so everything gotta be right.
Hey, listen, I'm willing to pound jury to make this happen. For real.
K-9, we're actually gonna put it on your expense. It's gonna be on your expense, K-9.
Oh, my expense! I just said I got a pound jury. You gonna put it on my expense? I got a pound jury.
All I know right now is K-9's birthday, my brother's birthday. You heard? And he has a baby coming. That's what it is. All blessings and love, man.
Hey, listen.
Everybody that's watching and hearing.
Hey, listen.
Sign up to the show. He keeps your window, keeps it funky. He might bite on your legs or something.
Hey, to be honest with you, man, this is one of the greatest birthdays I'd have had in my life, man. Just to give people that I can interact with, man, that's my real brothers, man. It don't take a dollar, a nickel for me to, you know what I'm saying, to get love from my dogs, man. And that's what I appreciate in life, man, just life, period.
Hey, K-9, I'm glad I'm part of it, baby.
Hey, JK. See, JK, you ain't got no real cat you can call and say, "Man, listen, I want you to come on the show. I want you to holler at me," and they gonna just drop everything and say, "I got you."
It happens, man.
That's a real.
Only real brothers do that.
Absolutely.
Now, how old are you?
Hey, listen, you must want to listen in early. JK told everybody how old I was. They got 57.
You don't ever ask your brother that. What's wrong with you, man?
Tell him again.
No,
come on.
You don't ask a woman that. You don't ask a woman that. You ask a brother.
Yeah,
brother,
neither, man. Not when we get in our 40s, man. We don't want to know that shit.
Yeah, that is true. You're true. When you get out, I think it's 50.
Hey, listen. I don't care what nobody say, bro. We celebrities. You can't sit there and tell nobody all our business right now. Hey, listen. Now, when you were just regular person, you weren't on the contender. You can say whatever you want to say, but you can't get nobody You can't get Dre your phone number right now. They gonna know your phone number too and be calling you and harassing you.
Yeah.
I don't know how you are anyway. Can I want to see you go say it?
Hey, you know what? Hey, Dre told me something yesterday, dog, that made me realize how big we were and boxing and a reality show in the world, period. In 2007, 2006, 2008, he said when we did that reality show on the Contender, we did the finale. He said, man, people were knocking at the door and trying to kick the door in, trying to get to us. I was like, wow.
I believe it. Because
and that was the best feeling ever, boy.
I think I said it was the best show that they had, man. I ain't gonna even lie, man. The 2005 and the 2008 season was, and 2007 season wasn't the one that like the 2006 season.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. We was in 2006 though. I think it was 2006 for us.
Yeah. 2006.
Hey,
that was the best one. That's what I'm saying.
Huh?
Hey, Kay, you remember when we went to England? When we went to England and we went to the mall and everybody knew us by our first name?
Show did. Yep. Yep.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I ain't gonna lie, I remember that, but I'm gonna say this because the people listening, they gonna become punch drunk. Yeah, I remember that.
Boy,
I remember when we went to UK though. I definitely remember that.
They were
Yeah.
Now we had great times though, man. Listen, it was some great times for sure, man. We gotta connect though, for real though. We ain't gonna let the Contender die, man. We gotta get together for real, like Grady said. And let's have a family reunion.
My wife wanted to see some of the wives that we, you know, was out there and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, just interact.
Yeah.
And so it'd be good if everybody meet one day.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. We gotta
start planning one day.
Well, you came out, y'all got my number.
Put that money inside to do it for us.
All right. Well, listen. I showed y'all in a long time. I showed y'all on season 2 of the Contender. While everybody didn't want to pick me, everybody was laughing at me too much. That nigga bum. He got knocked out of the first round. You know what I'm saying? But look at me. I'm still putting stuff together right now. I got everybody connected with each other. Still there? You can't judge a book by its cover.
You're the man, Kay.
You're
the man.
And K9, you are the last to be first. You knew that when you said it, man. Yeah, you ain't got to worry about it, man. We know that.
Right. But y'all still treat me like a little brother. Why y'all still do me like that? Niggas still don't want to pick me. Hey, and when I call Dre sent me the voicemail. Freddie sent me the voicemail. Grady sent me the voicemail. I had to kick the door down. Nigga, open the door. I ain't got no corona. We good, bro.
Yeah, we good.
K-9.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Man, I look forward to meeting with y'all one day, man. It's good talking with y'all, man. I got to. We're getting ready to go do a picnic right now here in Logan, you know what I'm saying? You know, we gotta do our picnic, but we gotta be 6 feet apart. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yep. Hey, JK, what you say, JK?
I said that. Make sure you get everybody's social media. I'll send you the link, and then you can send it to them. We got about 12 more minutes before we got to kick this party out. So y'all ain't got to get out.
Okay.
Y'all ain't got to leave. Y'all got to get out of here.
hey, so listen. Let's go with Dre first. Dre was the first one on the show tonight. Hey, Dre, you got any social media, man? Anything you doing? You want people to support and follow?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. Boxing Dre. You know what I mean? _ Dre.
_Drake. Yep. And all right, my guy, man, I appreciate you. And much love, bro. Love you like a brother from another mother, my guy. I'm gonna stay in touch with you for life.
All right, my brother. Holla back.
Holla back. Yep. Hey, Fred, you was next, Fred. Any social media? You want to tell them about your business, man? If they in Jersey and they want to come holler at you. Anything you want to give them?
I don't have no social media, but if anybody ever needs a good quality job, need some good advice on a house, you know, that you want to invest on, you know, you can reach out to me. K9 has my number, and I'll leave it to K9. Anybody that reaches out to you, K9, you're more than available to give it to them. Give them, the number. You got my permission. Anybody that needs any help of any kind, I'm here. I'm here to serve.
Hey, what about my commission?
I got you on that, my brother. I got you on that. I promise you that I'll get you into the business. Don't you worry about that. Just tell me to say, K-Nizzle sent me.
All right. I got you. All right, my brother. Peace. One love. K-Nizzle. Hey, what was one of your favorite words? Who let the dogs out? You had something you used to always say about K-9.
Who?
You used to always say something about me. You used to be tripping me out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's when my man from them.
That's my man from them.
No,
all right.
Whatever you say that, bro.
Absolutely. That's my man from them. All right, yeah. Fred, man. Appreciate you, bro. One love.
You got it, brother. One love.
All right,
brother.
Cheers. No doubt, for sure. Hey, Grady. What's up, Grady? Last but not least, the contender champion. The guy that took money off my table and beat me in a fight that we had. Grady Brewer. The champ.
All I got to say, man, I appreciate you having me on the show, K-9. Happy birthday to you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Man, appreciate you,
know,
yeah.
My birthday is getting limited regardless, you know what I'm saying, because we're getting older, but you know what I'm saying, enjoy every minute of it. But anyway, I ain't got no kind of social media, but damn, if you ever come down in Oklahoma, look me up down here in Oklahoma. My name's Grady Brewer. Y'all look me up. You know what I'm saying? I got a boxing program going on down here that I teach a lot of kids. And I do a lot of things with the kids. I do a lot of things with adults. And I got a lot of military base here. So what I do here with the people here in Lawton is that we strive to, you know, basically get into great shape and learn a little bit of technique of boxing. You know what I'm saying? And trying to make some big things happen with some amateur fighting going down here like it was back in when I was fighting.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Grady Brewer, bro, appreciate you, man. Stay in touch with me. Let's go ahead and get together, man. Family reunion.
Sure.
All right,
sure.
Man. One love. Cheers.
One love to you, too, man. Y'all take care.
All right, bro. Oh, yeah. Hey. Hey, so JK.
Yes, sir.
Hey, JK. So now, JK, you know it's my birthday, right? And one thing I like to do on my birthday is I like to do stuff that's different. Instead of, you know, like one particular time, it was my birthday. Instead of smoking and drinking, I went and got baptized. So now this is another special moment for me. I'm finna call somebody on my birthday that I want you to talk to, all right? So just hold on for 1 second, and let's go ahead and get this party started, all right? Keep the fans informed of what's going on and anything you want to talk about until I come back to the phone.
All right, well. Yeah, it was good to have all the guys from season two of the contender. Grady Brewer, guy I used to love to watch, especially during the height of his career. Gonna have to get him back on the show, especially to talk about his youth program. I think you guys will be able to hear him probably on a Sunday very soon. Hey, Dave, I see you. Out there in the Cuba, man. Always good to see you back. Hope everything's going well, man. You and the dog. Don't see Mr. Tyson in here, but see some other people came by. I know it's kind of unusual for me to be on a Saturday, so I appreciate your loyalty to our show. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have our usual version of the weekend wrap. Talk a little bit about some things that are happening within our world of boxing. Maybe we can get someone up on the Vegas. Prince Lance, one of those guys. See if there's any news about them opening back up. There's some talk of Bob M. putting together a few shows down in Florida. We haven't, nothing in stone yet, but we are trying to get our people back. Well, don't know what happened to K-9 there, but evidently he got disconnected. But I was looking at the blue team here. On the blue team, we did see Freddie Carell and Andre Eason, Grady Brewer, K-9. The ones that did make it were Al Galito, Vito Bravo, Let's see, who else was there? Michael No Joke Stewart, he was there also. And Aaron Torres. Let's see, the Gold Team, Gary Bellotto, Vin Roy Baird, Rudy Cisneros. He had a little, pretty good career afterwards. Michael Coldblood Clark, Evo Elder, Steve Forbes. Yes, we know, Steve came on and had him a pretty good career after that. Jeff Hellaraza Farza, and Walter Two Guns Wright. So, yeah, that was probably the best known of all of the contenders. Like you said, it was hosted by Sugar Ray Leonard and Sylvester Stallone. So it was one of the most memorable. And we did get two-time world champion Cornelius Bundridge out of it. So where is K-9? I think K-9 is back in the house. K-9, you back in the house.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, though? Hey, JK.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, JK, you there? Yeah, JK.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm
listen,
here.
I'm gonna tell you who the special guest who I have for you. But unfortunately, we talked a little longer than expected. I told him I was gonna give him a call at 2:30, and we actually on the line almost at 3:30. So I was actually about to introduce you to your cousin. You had actually spoken to Johnny Ace Jr.
I was hoping that was who it was when you kept, you know, kind of hitting around about it. But yeah, I would definitely love to do that. He actually, I have a younger brother that's out here in LA, who was one of the last members of our family to see Johnny. We're gonna have to make that happen, K-9. But hey, man, it's almost 3:30 out there where you're at. I know that. It's time for you to spend a little time with the family, man. It was good having all the guys back from the contender, Mr. Tommy Hearns. Hey, man, why don't you, once again, give us your final thoughts, man, and, you know, tell us how it feels to be here with us for another year, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Man, God is good, man. Trust me. God is good, bro, and one thing about this corona stuff, man, is actually bringing people together. I mean, I was spending more time with my family than I was spent with my family in the last 20 years because of, you know, just so much going on, so being so busy, had to go out here and make a living outside boxing. You know, now that everything is shut down and we have to be in the house, you can't do nothing but pay attention to what's going on. Whether if you notice now how you're not connected with your family as you used to be, because of social media, everybody's on YouTube and everybody's on Facebook or Instagram. So you kind of pay attention to what's going on, and you're not as blind as you was once before with it being, you know, just free will, being able to do what you want to do. So, I mean, I think that, you know, you gotta take the good with the bad. And in the bad, you know, it's some good in it. You just got to figure out what it is. And I'm just thankful, man, you know, that I'm able to see where I was blind. I'll now see. I think I can take that out your book. JK, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for making this happen. You know, you could have said, man, well, listen, I got something to do on Saturday. But unfortunately, I knew you was lying because we in quarantine, so you ain't got nothing to do. You in the house. We ain't got nothing but time. Like a jailbird, we ain't got nothing but time. But, you know, it is what it is. Thank you, man, bro. God bless you, man. And it's my birthday. It's my birthday. And you can catch me at K9 Boxing on all social media, YouTube at K9 Boxing. JK, for my birthday, can you please put on your Facebook, because I know you'd be so busy, on your Instagram and Twitter,
go subscribe to my dog's K9 Boxing YouTube channel and leave a comment. But I'm there, man. I'm on K9 Boxing on everything. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know, like, share, subscribe. And I was trying to actually, JK, I was trying to go over to Tony Harrison to his little spot because, you know, he was giving free food out today, you know, on my birthday. And I just wanted to support him and help him give out some free food. And but he told me, which I knew anyway, that the food was gone. As fast as he put it out there, it was gone. In these days and times, people are hungry. People are thirsty. So when you say something about free, oh, man, in this economy right now, I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? And so I wasn't able to get with him on that, man. And rest in peace to his dad, Coach Ali, man. And may you and may your family and everybody else that's listening in be safe and corona-free. And if they can catch you and they trying to catch you, where can they catch you at, JK?
They can catch me right on the Pugilist Corner on Facebook, which will lead them to the Dog Pound and the Weekend Wrap. And, hey, you know, you have a good one, K9, and we look forward to doing this maybe again next year, man. So
absolutely. We go doing it, maybe doing it. We going to do it again next year. I'll be here. I ain't going nowhere. We here.
Yeah, I'll be here. So, you know, I'll be here. So all you got to do is try to remember them phone numbers. You know, otherwise we'll be all right.
Hey, don't you got something that's going on tomorrow, though? Don't you got the show tomorrow?
Yeah, I told them they can catch us up. They can look when they go to the Pugilist Corner. They can get the Dog Pound and the Weekend Wrap. We'll have Layman Brewster and Iceman Scully, and you never can tell who might stop by. So,
the thing about it, JK, you got to tell them 3 and 4 and 5 times, man, because, you know, social media and just so much doing everything. We just all over everywhere. You got to tell them more than once. I learned that in life, man. You got to tell a person 3, 4, 5 times, man. They'll be asking you the same question. So, K9, when you fighting again? I'm fighting April 25th. Okay, all right. Yeah, that's good. I hope you win. Hey, K9, what'd you say you was fighting again? When you say you was fighting again? April 25th. K9. So K9, I know you got a good record, man. And I saw you, you know, you beat Corey Spinks. But I'm going to come to your fights. But when you fighting again, bro, April 25th. On my birthday at K9 Boxing. All right, dog. I'll holler at you. All right, Nick. Cheers.
Happy birthday.
Rude.
I appreciate that.